You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hello, all you positive heads out there. It's so good to be back with all you beautiful reflections of the one source consciousness that creates and animates all things. If you're new to this podcast, of course, we're super happy to have you here. And if you've been listening and enjoying for a while, I would be super grateful if you would please take a moment to give us a review on Apple Podcasts. It's one of the best and simplest ways to pay it forward and help others find the show so that they too can tap into the powerful perspectives and positive vibrations we are collectively emanating. The other unique and magical way to share this show is by sending any friends you think would benefit from listening to this podcast our Game with the Universe link at positivehead.com/game. Also listed in the show notes, which will serve them up a quote-unquote random episode when they click it. Just instruct them before clicking the link to close their eyes for a moment and sincerely ask the universe to cue up the episode that contains the insight and perspectives that they most need to hear at this point in their life journey, and then click to listen to whatever episode is synchronistically served up to them. I have heard time and time again from people about the incredible results they received playing the game. So just tell your friends, magical results are guaranteed or their karma back. All right, all you positive heads, welcome, welcome to a terrific Tuesday. So happy to be with you guys, as always, to share, connect, learn, grow, teach, learn. All the things. Yet again, it is a pleasure and honor. So today, I decided I would jump back into oneness. And I, as you guys know, if you've been listening, I've been reading from the book Oneness for a while, maybe a year now. I'll just randomly choose a chapter. It's a wonderful, wonderful book. I view as the ascension handbook, if you will. It sort of gives you an idea of what to expect as you continue on this journey of becoming the next greatest and greatest version of yourself as we ascend vibrationally, as we increase our frequency. We are able to see and experience new things, right? We expand our bandwidth. And with that comes certain, you know, side effects, I guess you could say, forks in the road that you are going to inevitably meet. Of course, we all have our own unique trajectories, but there's some things that are staples, I believe, along the way. And I believe this book does an amazing job of giving you, you know, kind of some insight into what those forks in the road that you will stumble upon on your never-ending journey back to oneness. And today, what came up was chapter 28. So, yeah, I'm excited to dig into this one. It is, I actually asked today, what's one that's really good for me right now? And of course, that's my birthday, July 28th. You guys, if you've been listening, you've heard my crazy birthday story / synchronicities. And so we'll see what's in store for chapter 28. Before I dig in, I would like to take a moment and read a review on iTunes. You guys know I love getting reviews from you. And iTunes has been the primary place for podcasting, although that's starting to change. You have Spotify now where you can get podcasts, and CastBox, which I've been talking about, is an app that I highly recommend you guys getting on your phone. They're actually looking to support podcasts, which is something that is very foreign to any of us podcasters. It's like iTunes, there's no conversation, no communication. Same with Spotify. You know, there's nothing that they're actually doing to even give you. They don't even let you know how many people subscribe to your subscribe to you on their platform. Isn't that crazy? Or at least iTunes is that way. I'm not sure about Spotify. I don't think even Spotify either. But yeah, so it's so refreshing to me. They actually reached out recently and expressed interest in, you know, the work that we're doing here on this show and helping to promote it. And so, of course, at that point in time, I was familiar with the app, but looked at it and got to see all the kind of unique things that they're doing, curating content and so forth. And I'm just honored and privileged to have been recognized by them in any way, shape or form. And so I highly recommend you guys going and checking that app out. Definitely sort of the cutting edge of the podcast delivery world, if you will. And and you can leave reviews. So I really want to, as this is where, you know, my alignment is taking me, I'm asking all of you guys who have reviewed on iTunes in the past to please take some time to go over to CastBox, follow me there, follow the show there, follow us there, and write a review there as well. That will certainly help to get more, you know, attention, more viewers, help to spread the word, and certainly excite me as well. So let's see here. This one came in from Medic Jen, and Medic Jen said, so good. I've been listening to this podcast for about 4 months now, I believe. It found me in a dark spot post-divorce and before my ultimate unraveling. Brandon's constant reminder that you are it and are here for you are a hard and exciting realization. The amazing guest, reading from oneness, guest speakers, and outlook on life, love, and the pursuit of happiness have helped me come back home to myself in ways I did not think were possible. I found new depth and breadth in a million ways that that a simple review could never describe. Thank you so much, Brandon. Keep on keeping on. You're doing incredible work. How cool. I'm actually reading from Oneness today. So that's a nice little synchronicity there. And thank you, Jen, for taking the time to review. I greatly appreciate that. And it definitely helps to fuel my labor of love over here and to continue keeping on, as you said. And it's just wonderful. It's an honor. So, all right. Let's see. What other business before we start reading today? It is day 9 of the metabolic reset. As I record this, the transformational cleanse that about 60 plus of us have been doing together. And it has been absolutely epic for me. You know, I set out to reestablish my relationship with food, establish plant-based, you know, raw plant-based food as a foundation for my day. And it's a 40-day ultimate nutrition plan that we signed up for. And 10 of those days are, you know, the most intense. They're, you know, very little food, some flex foods that you can have, but mostly, you know, 3 shakes a day and supplements, cleansing supplements and what have you. And it has been awesome. It's really been easier than I thought it would be. My hunger has not been extreme. The shakes really, really help me. And, you know, I didn't set out to lose weight, although you guys might have heard me at the beginning say I would like to lose about 10 pounds. I feel like that would be my ideal weight. Well, I actually just bought a scale, and I had gotten on the scale a couple weeks before I started, and I just got on the scale and I've lost 10 pounds. So I'm right where I feel like is my natural homeostasis, right? That's what I think happens when we're really, doing what's optimal for our bodies. And I think this has been just an epic way to do it. So I highly recommend it. Any of you guys who haven't, there's many people that are, you know, starting, of course, a group of us have done it together, but there's going to be like never ending groups of people doing it. I envision. And if you're one that, or you just want to do it on your own, we have a whole support network that will help you with that through the Purium family. And you can check out, learn more, get the discount code, et cetera, at positivehead.com/transformation. If you guys are interested in following in my footsteps, and those of us who have been walking this road, it's been really, really a great experience. I'm really excited though to have some, a whole meal of food again. And but, you know, coming out of it, I'm so going to be so conscious about what I'm reintroducing into my system. And that's the whole point, is resetting your relationship with food. Yes, you may lose weight along the way, maybe not, you know, but that's not really the goal for me anyway. And but then, you know, coming out and having a real foundation where you've reset some of those habits that you have to just, you know, eat because you're bored or what have you. And so it's been wonderful. Oh, also, I didn't say Oneness was written, received and transcribed by Rasha. So R-A-S-H-A. Just wanted to throw that out there. All right, here we go. Chapter 28. Buckle up your seatbelt, everyone. This one's going to be about change, diversity, and the nature of composite reality, the perception and integration of parallel realities. Ooh, I like this one. I like it already. The essential difference between the world as you now know it and the world you would be challenged to imagine lies in the levels of limitation with which you have equipped yourselves to perceive your experience of life. These safeguards have been set into place so that you would be able to perform at levels of perception that would correspond vibrationally to the world in which you came into form. That world is not the same one in which you find yourself at present, and the constraints that were intended as a device for restricting your perceptions are now being lifted in increments so that you are able to slowly integrate an awareness of what is really there with your understandings of the nature of your world. Those understandings will alter radically as the fundamental nature of your reality continues to evolve in response to the accelerating levels of vibration that give it form. Yours is a world that defies definition in the present period, for the essential truths that form the foundation of your physical reality have ceased to support a world whose structure has begun to crumble. In the present period, the lens of limitation through which you view your reality has taken several unexpected turns. And what you now perceive is a composite of what has already been known to be there and much that seems new and otherworldly. Know that nothing at all has been added to the mix of what constitutes your world. All that is now perceptible has always been present energetically. You simply have been unable to detect the presence of certain elements of its vibrational makeup. As your energies continue to accelerate, your world will continue to reveal to you layers of reality from which your awareness has been shielded. Now it is as though a curtain has been lifted and your awareness has been directed to contend with a level of complexity that your world has neither anticipated nor prepared for. The institutions that provide the authoritative structure for every aspect of your reality will be challenged to keep pace with the evidence that will continue to challenge the gospel upon which the so-called facts of your world are based. Facts are only as firmly founded as the moment in which they are perceived, for reality only exists in the moment of now. And in the moment of now that you would perceive as a future, certain facts will be shown to have no basis whatsoever. The point here is to draw your attention to the nature of the process, for the inclination will be to scrutinize what was known and accepted as factual in light of evidence to the contrary, and to discredit those responsible for originating those concepts. The fact is, given present conditions, the facts upon which the parameters of your reality are based cannot be expected to remain fixed. That is not to say that some error in judgment or analysis has been made by seers of the past who helped to delineate some of those constructs, but merely to point out that the concept of anything at all being an overriding definitive truth with reference to the nature of physical reality is by definition impossible, for all that is now regarded as truth is fully capable of being refuted. The kaleidoscope of your reality is shifting with every breath of every living being amongst you, and the composite world you are co-creating in mass is simply a reflection of those changes. What may once have formed the basis of your definition of the miraculous may now easily be shown to be commonplace. That is not to discredit the so-called miracles of the past, but to put them in perspective within the context of the linear time frame in which they occurred. Given the momentum of change of which you are part, what may presently seem miraculous is likely to be considered quite normal in the time soon to come. As the veils continue to be lifted, and what is actually possible under the accelerating conditions continues to be discovered, many purported miracles will be cited, only to fade into obscurity with the rising tide of change. What is important is that your awareness of the impermanence of the process be stimulated. In that way, you will be less likely to be diverted into mentalized debates of what may or may not have been so in the past. What is significant is what your own experience has shown you to be so in the present, and only that. You can expect to become conditioned to the momentum of change as the energies that surround you continue to accelerate and you continue to ascend vibrationally within them. Your own perspective may differ dramatically from that of others with whom you share your experience of life. And the reaction of choice is not to agonize over whose perceptions are right and whose are wrong, but rather to adopt an air of fascination at the diversity you are able to witness from the vantage point of the observer. By taking into consideration the very real perceptions of others with whom you interact, you are able to avail yourself of the composite reality that is manifested in any given moment. It is that overview that you have chosen to give yourself in the present period, or you have opted for the experience of transcending the limited perspective through which you now perceive the physical manifestation of your world. In the time soon to come, you can expect to experience a multitude of parallel perspectives in a time sequence that may appear to be simultaneous. And it is possible that certain individuals may question their own sanity when confronted with perceptions that linear logic would consider to be contradictory. It may appear that two or perhaps even several different variations on a given theme may be playing out simultaneously, and it is a natural reaction initially to wonder which set of circumstances is the real one. Essentially, all variations on a given theme, when perceived in this way, are real. All possible versions of a given set of circumstances have always been real, playing out their own particular variation on a given theme. Yet, until now, only one version has been able to be perceived as reality. As you integrate the composite self, that is you, into a unified perspective, you succeed in gathering up the trappings of the reality in which each of the aspects of you in question experience themselves. As the energies of the initial merging of these parallel selves and the realities in which they experience themselves begin to stabilize, the multiple variations on one's life circumstances merge and are perceived as a unified perspective. In the moments that surround that shift, it is to be expected that one's awareness darts in and out of the composite of those realities and that one is able to perceive any number of the multiple variations on the vibrational makeups of those worlds. Until now, such experiences have been relegated to the arena of science fiction or dismissed as evidence of mental aberration. As you begin to achieve the integration of the multiple aspects of self as a part of the ascension process, it will become obvious that the experience of having objects appear and disappear will be commonplace. Resist the inclination to dismiss such experiences as evidence of foul play on the parts of discarnate consciousness. For the experience itself is not evidence that something is wrong, but rather that something is right. The inclination to be led down the avenues of fear will be a common reaction to such experiences, and initially, the experiences of some beings will be taken as grounds for judgment on the parts of those who have garnered places of authority in your world, on the basis of expertise that such experiences will demonstrate to be obsolete. And great debates will ensue over what is or is not truth in your reality. In the instability of the initial periods of upheaval that will result as these kinds of experiences become prevalent, much reaction that is fear-based will play out. Then, just as dramatically, humanity as a whole will seemingly come to terms with the impermanence of the experience of reality, and a shift in the collective mindset of the whole will catapult the very essence of your world to a new octave of experience. The time frame required to achieve the transition from one norm to the next will vary with the individual perspective of each and every participant. Some of you who are experiencing reality on the leading edge of the shift have already begun to feel the effects of this transition, and many can attest to having had otherworldly experiences with increasing frequency as part of your daily lives. Others who populate your world are seemingly untouched by the process and will opt for the continued experience of an obsolete reality for some time to come. It is for you who are aware of what is transpiring to remain focused in your own experience of these times. It is unnecessary to your own personal process to invest large amounts of mental energy or on questions of what others may or may not be experiencing. Your own journey is not one governed by consensus reality in any given moment. What is true for you is not necessarily that which is true for a close friend, a relative, or a total stranger. Your journey is one that is being tailor-made to the pace of your own process, and you are not necessarily wrong or abnormal on the basis of experiences that are not being replicated by others. Know that the reality you are experiencing in any given moment is a graphic representation of the energy you are projecting at any number of levels. The complexity of the web of dramas you have woven and the key players you have cast as actors in them is the mystery you are unraveling in these times. To succeed in shifting the energy of adversity that characterizes some of these episodes that appear as a recurring dream in your life, it is necessary to delve deeply into the experience of that energy. Once you succeed in feeling fully... All right. So if you guys are wondering what's going on, I just, just saying that instantly brought up these dreams, visions, recurring vision of my son choking that I've had. And I've actually talked about it on the show before at some point. And as soon as I read that line, it just like overcame me, like that, you know, delving deeply into that feeling as it was saying to do and feeling what it would be like to lose him. And yeah, I tried to actually pause the recorder, but it kept recording. And so I actually ended up stopping it and taking like 5 minutes or so, but, the first part didn't pause. And, you know, I thought, well, maybe that's by design to be vulnerable and share that with you guys and any of you out there, you know, who are feeling. I think of Paula Johnson, who is an amazing listener who's lost her children, and just I can't imagine what that's like. And I just thought I should keep it in since the pause didn't actually happen like I thought it did. And so I'm gonna pick up. I'm gathered myself here now, and definitely a release there. And it's the first time, you know, I've actually, it's like that thought has popped up for years and it's terrifies me, and I kind of push it away. And it's the first time I've actually felt what it would feel like for it to happen, you know? And it was intense. It went on a bit there, but hope you guys don't mind me sharing. I don't think you will. And I'm almost done with the chapter, so I'm going to continue. Here we go. Once you succeed in feeling fully the underlying emotions that have magnetized life theme experiences to you repeatedly, you can begin to release these energetic links to realities that have kept your awareness grounded in their midst. The key to transcending various categories of experience is the very same process as that which releases one's vibrational tethering to levels of reality structured to support such experiences. You will find that you are shifting your life drama and the stage upon which is acted simultaneously as you plunge headlong into the emotional building blocks of that level of experience. Sorry, I'm a little sniffly now. By confronting the very issues that most confound you, you are able to move through rather than move away from all that would attract those conditions to you. As you bring each of these life theme categories to resolution, you can expect to experience the dramatic evidence of the colliding of several worlds as those realities merge on a foundation of new, common ground. And your experience will reflect new levels of harmony on what still may appear to be a familiar landscape. You will find, as you emerge in conscious awareness of your transition as a being, that although your circumstances are essentially the same, the quality of that structure has altered dramatically. You may technically be living in the same neighborhood and be interacting with the same primary cast members in the living theater of your life, yet it becomes obvious that the basis for certain categories of interaction is seemingly no longer there. Certain long-standing arenas of conflict may appear quite suddenly to have lost their familiar call to action, and you become aware that you are now simply present in circumstances that no longer prod you, goad you, or draw you towards interaction. You begin to observe yourself in the role of the observer of circumstances that once had you spinning reactively in all directions. Now you are content just to be. There is no compulsion to engage or to flee. There is simply an awareness of what is and of your own presence as part of it. The period of stabilization of the energies following major episodes of integration provide a peaceful reprieve from the high drama that characterizes those shifts. You will discover, to your delight, that life has made space for the reassessment of your priorities. It is to be expected that individuals will make radical changes in their life circumstances, following experiences of reality integration that reflect, more appropriately, one's newfound state of beingness. And this process will repeat itself over and over again as you continue to shed the trappings of each successive outmoded identity. The metamorphosis in which you are engaged is one that will continue throughout the duration of this physical lifetime, for the process is not one in which a plateau is reached where one can sit complacently. The process is a journey that continues to unfold, and the vistas from the summit of the mountain you have just succeeded in scaling merely serve as the impetus to move forward. All right, that's the end of chapter 28, everyone. Apparently chapter 28 was definitely for me, needing to feel into those energies that I've not wanted to for so long, and I hope it helps you guys as much as it did me. I feel better. And it's such a pleasure and honor to share with you guys in a vulnerable way. And yeah, I mean, ever since really I've noticed one of the things with this transformation and cleanse, the last 10 days with only having, raw plants, basically, I've started to be really sensitive. Like I'll have waves of energy, or emotion overcome me where I'm just like a song will just make me start crying or, just like waves of energy will come really intensely. And it's really hard to even contain how much is like, just like landed on me. It's one of the things that Sarah talked about is an experience that happens with people sometimes, going through this transformation process. So, even more having like multidimensional experience and whatnot. I haven't quite had anything like that, but a lot of like big waves of emotion. So thank you guys for allowing me to share, being a safe, holding safe space for me to share. And I hope you all have a magical, lovely, wonderful day wherever you are, whenever you are. The song that I queued up for today seems it's particularly beautiful and seems very appropriate, not even knowing what I was going to read, of course, before I chose it. It's by Beautiful Chorus, and the song is called Beautiful Energy. Till next time, journey well. Love you all so much.
Let it go. Let it go. memory. Time and space fall away like a leaf. We may have pain, but we are beautiful energy. We got a gift, we got love, let it go. Let it go.